All right, so Dell, huh? 5 days back in the office, at least for the sales team, seems a little like we're rewind back to like 2019, you know? But this WebPro News article you sent, it really digs into the whole thing, and I'm kind of curious to unpack it all.
Yeah, it's interesting how Dell's decision is kind of this, like, I don't know, a flashpoint for this whole return to office debate. It's not even just like literally where we're working. It's like this deeper thing about what matters more to companies or to the people who work there. You know, Dell's all about growth and collaboration, which, okay, sure. But employees are saying, hold on, what about flexibility? What about like my life outside work?
It's true. And the article even said something like almost half of Dell's people are like, nah, I'm good. I'd rather stay remote, even if it means they might not get promoted. That's kind of a big deal, right? Makes you wonder if companies are missing how much people actually value, I don't know, just having some control over their time.
Totally. It's way more than just like wearing sweatpants and not dealing with traffic, though I'm sure those are perks. It's like this whole thing about control. Control over your time, your energy, your actual life. Dell's kind of like accidentally done this giant experiment, and the results are in. People want flexibility.
Okay, but let's look at it from Dell's perspective for a sec. They don't usually just like make decisions on a whim, right? Their whole memo was about growing skills and how being together helps people work better. Is there truth to that? Is the office like the only place where that can actually happen?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And honestly, it's not a simple yes or no. I mean, on the one hand, you've got that in-person energy, right? Yeah. Brainstorming. Those random chats in the hallway where someone says something and it sparks a whole new idea. And I think certain kinds of training, especially in sales, yeah, face-to-face has its advantages. But
then again, think about everything remote teams have gotten done. Like, the past few years have been huge E for remote work. Maybe it's not so much about where you are, but how you're working, right? This whole Dell thing just kind of throws a wrench into this idea that there's like one right way to do things.
It totally does. It's not like cubicles or your couch, end of story. It's about finding that sweet spot, you know, where the company's goals and what employees actually need, they both work like together.
I like that. So how do we even find that sweet spot? Is there some secret formula for making everyone happy and productive?
I wouldn't say utopia or like a magic formula, but there are definitely smarter ways to figure this out. And it starts with data. Think about those Dell employees, right? The ones who said, nope, I'm sticking with remote, even if it meant maybe missing out on a promotion. That's like huge GE. That's not just someone's opinion. That's them actually showing you what they value. Mm-hmm. Companies need to be paying attention to that kind of stuff, not just like clocking in and clocking out, but really getting what matters to their people.
It's like Dell accidentally started this massive work from home research project. But yeah, you're right. That information is powerful. Is there anything else companies should be like keeping track of besides just who's showing up where?
For sure. Think about how engaged people are, if they're actually happy, even like stress levels. Are your remote people feeling disconnected? Is the in-office team totally burned out? This data can show you where things are going wrong and help companies create a workplace that actually works for everyone.
So it's not just about the bottom line, but like, how are these decisions affecting real people?
Exactly. It's about making work like sustainable, something people can actually do and feel good about. And that might mean shaking up how we think about career paths, being more flexible with communication, even just getting creative about how we collaborate when we're not in the same room.
A lot of flexibility in adapting, it seems like. Is that kind of what we're getting at here? That there's not one right answer when it comes to the future of work?
You got it. And Dell's a perfect example. This whole thing highlights that the future of work, it's not like this finish line we're all running toward.
Right.
It's more like a conversation. One that keeps changing, by the way.
So no crystal ball, huh? No easy answers. Just got to keep talking and like adapting as we go. But that's kind of exciting, right? Like we actually get to decide what the future of work looks like, not just like wait for it to happen to us.
100%. And that's like a huge opportunity for both companies and the people who work for them. You know, it's funny you say that because we've been talking a lot about what companies should be doing, but what about the employees? Like, how can they actually make this whole thing work for them?
Yeah, you're right. It's easy to feel kind of powerless, you know, like, oh, well, back to the office, got to put on real pants now. But you're saying we actually have more say in this than we think.
Totally. It starts with knowing what you want, right? What does a good work day actually look like to you? Once you know that, don't be afraid to like actually say it out loud.
So no more just like quietly suffering in the corner if the open office plan is making you crazy.
Exactly. Talk to your manager, see if there's some wiggle room, some flexibility, suggest new ways to do things. You might be surprised a lot of companies actually want to hear this stuff, especially if you come with like a plan, even some data of your own.
Data, like I'm going to show up with charts proving I do my best work from my couch.
Maybe not charts. But if you can show, for example, that working from home lets you get more done because you're more focused at certain times, that's pretty powerful. You're not just saying what you need, you're showing how it helps them too.
Okay, finding that win-win. But that means companies got to be open to hearing it in the first place, which, let's be real, not all of them are.
True, it takes two to tango,
Right.
right? But I think things are changing. Companies are starting to get it, especially now when everyone's fighting to hire good people. They're realizing if you want to keep good people, you got to be flexible.
It's like this whole Dell thing is a wake-up call, not just for Dell, but for anyone who's still kind of stuck in the old way of thinking about work.
Totally. And it's the companies who get that, the ones who get flexibility and actually care about their employees, those are the ones who are going to make it.
All right, so we're wrapping up this deep dive, but I gotta ask, what does this all mean for the future? Like, fast forward 5 years, what does work even look like?
5 years from now, I think work is going to be less about like physically being somewhere and way more about like what you actually get done. Think more flexible schedules, more collaborating online, and caring less about how many hours you're at your desk and more about the results.
So less FaceTime, more like FaceTime time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's bigger than just the tech. It's a whole different way of thinking about work, right?
Yeah.
It's not this place you go to anymore. It's just part of life.
So your office could be a coffee shop or your kitchen table or wherever. That's kind of awesome.
Right. And yeah, there'll be bumps along the way, I'm sure, but I'm actually optimistic. I think we're moving towards a future where people can actually have good work lives, where they've got flexibility, they can be themselves, and like actually do their best work no matter where they are.
On that note, I think we're calling it a day. Time to, like, maybe actually take your own advice, grab a coffee, and think about all this. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. Remember, the future of work, it's flexible, so make it work for you.